Breakfast with the Beatles.
Hi, I'm George and I play a guitar.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Take it, Chris.
Yes, we are back. Chris Carter hanging out with you till 12 noon. This is the legendary 95.5 KLOS. And unfortunately, like we said, Gillian Lomax cannot call in with this week in Beatle news because she's a bit under the weather. But I thought, you know, we should have someone on the phone. We should, you know, we need a female voice on the show this morning. So I'm very, very happy to let everyone know on our hotline is Olivia Harrison. Olivia, good morning.
Hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, everyone.
Thanks so much for taking the time to call in on this birthday weekend for George. Let me just start off. I have to ask you the question because we've been talking about it all morning. What's the deal with George's birthday? Now, we always thought it was the 25th, and then I guess in the early 90s, George told everybody it was really the 24th. What's going on there?
Yeah, he liked to stir things up. Well, he was actually born, you know, just after midnight, but it was wartime, and so they because of the blackout, the clocks were set ahead yet another hour.
Oh.
So everybody, you know, lights out. And so, really, when, you know, if you're into astrology, as we were and are, then the real time was before midnight, so really it was on the 24th. And so sometimes he would be, you know, sometimes if you said happy birthday on the 24th, he'd say it's not my birthday. If you said it on the 25th, he'd say you missed it, you know.
So it's safe to say George is born yesterday and today.
Yeah.
To use an American Beatle title there for you.
Right.
So, Olivia, putting the show together today, it hit me how refreshing George's catalog of music really is on so many different levels, you know, love, sarcasm, spirituality. But my favorite George Harrison quality is humor. Tell us, how funny was George, Olivia?
Well, I think it made him more funny is because, you know, he was so deadpan.
He was so dry about it, right.
And in fact, I was just here yesterday with Ravi Shankar. We were doing an interview and somebody asked him what was the thing he'll remember most about George, and he also said that he was just the funniest person and he loved to make people laugh, and making him laugh was always pretty good too, if you could get a good joke in, you know, and get him. Yeah, it was good. He was just a sweetheart in all ways, and he, you know, I mean, he had his moods too, you know, but he basically liked everybody to be happy as they could be, and I think that's really, you know, what we should all remember and, you know, be here now and try and make the best of this moment.
Right.
And, you know, that's what you hear in his songs, and that's what I try to, the advice I try to take when I listen to his music, you know, which I do all the time, is really just beware of darkness. There's a lot of it about, but there's also a lot of light. And you know, I just try and remember that, be here now. What's happening now is okay, you know?
Right, right. That's good thoughts indeed. I saw you saw a lot of people, but at the big Love premiere in Vegas, and that all stemmed from an idea of George's, right? Tell us a little about how that all happened.
He met Guy Laliberté, who's, you know, the founder of Cirque du Soleil,
right.
And they met each other, and they were always talking. Guy used to have these sort of, you know, parties that were, you know, like circus based, and you know, he's an interesting person. George and him got along and started talking about, oh, it'd be really great if we could do something one day. And then George made an effort to involve the others and got them all together with Guy, and then Paul and George and I went to see one of the shows in Vegas and just tried to get everybody, you know, enthused about it.
Right, right.
He managed to do. And sort of turned it over to Apple and Neil, and we all kept it going, you know.
And George's version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps with the new strings by George Martin is just so beautiful. Did you love it when you first heard it?
Well, I loved it. I wasn't so sure that it should be used, and maybe it was just too intimate. I wasn't sure that it would, you know, sustain in a big theater. And it was Danny who actually said, no, you have to let them use it. You know, you have to. And George suggested, well, let's try and, you know, put some strings on it. Let's just see. We don't have to use them, but let's see how you like it.
Right, right.
It was wonderful watching him doing it. He's just great, George.
He's still got it, right?
Oh, I was so impressed, and I felt really, you know, privilege to be able to be in a studio and watch him work and just have that last experience, because he won't be doing that again.
Yeah, yeah, it's really great, and it really makes the acoustic version even that much more intense, just to have the strings, I think.
Yeah, I think George put a lot of love into it. I think he tried to put a lot of love into it, and you know, he felt it very deeply, I think.
Right, right. Well, as you know, we're doing 3 hours of George this morning, and then there's going to be a little celebration in front of Capitol Records today. And, you know, we just love George so much. He's always been my favorite Beatle, Olivia.
Me too.
You do, really? You get the bell for that one. Absolutely. So, Olivia, we're going to play a song because, you know, it's Oscar night, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to play, we're going to go to the handmade films department here, and we're going to play the hottest gong in town.
Oh, that's good.
Do you like that one? Do you remember that one?
That
do you remember when that was going
of
down, the whole
I
Shanghai
did.
Prize oh, film?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I just thought it might be fun to hear George, the lighter side of George Harrison. And thank you so much for calling in. You know, we miss George so much, and it's just great to know his music is there for everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. God bless. Okay.
All right. Olivia Harrison, gang. This is Mr. George Harrison, hottest gong in town, right here.